Graduate students do everything from teaching the classroom to help out in the lab as research and project assistants. Judith Kornblatt says they're part of the backbone at UW-Madison, which has more grad students than any other UW campus, and where she works as an associate dean of the graduate school.
If you were to stop a faculty member on campus and say, you know, what's really important to you here, many, many, if not most of them would say graduate students. If you were to stop an undergraduate on campus and say, what's really important to you? They'd say, oh, my TA in Spanish, or oh, my TA in history, or oh, my TA in physics.
There's concern that declining state and federal funding is cutting into money for experiments of staff and may be prompting some grad students to consider schools which offer more in money, even though they may have less to offer in terms of academic ranking. Jason Day is getting an advanced degree in physics and is part of a group called the Coalition for Affordable Public Education.
Basically, the issue comes down to an issue of competitiveness. We need to have enough funding to be able to compete for top graduate students with other universities. And increasingly, we find that that's not the case anymore.
The coalition would like the UW to pay full tuition for graduate students. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.